All right, can we gather together this? Get ready to hear Dudley this morning. So let's gather together and take a minute of silence to collect our thoughts and to turn off our cell phones and ask the Lord's blessing on our gathering today. A couple of things, so I don't forget them. There is a box for questions someplace out there. Okay. if you have want to write a question for Dudley. Another quick announcement, we want to welcome Gwen Schultz. A name. And Alice tells me, the first Protestant minister and the first woman to speak the word in life. So, for more information, see Bonnie Orr or Alice. So, we want to begin this morning, and I'm really happy to introduce Dudley because this time yesterday morning I called him, and he answered in the Washington, D.C. airport where they were stuck. Pretty close call. He had to really run for it to get here. And so I'm so happy he is here with us. I've known Dudley for, what, 3-4 years? Jenny Cashman brought him to St. Anthony's Community and introduced Dudley and his wife, Mary. And since then, Dudley has become one of the married priests at the St. Anthony Community. Been all over the world. Has done a lot of social involvement, I guess I would call it. Anyway, he'll give you many of the details about that. There's so much. I had to write down a few notes. I didn't forget everything here. Best to get the notes right side up. There we go. So, when Dudley came here to Santa Barbara, he came to work with the Native American Health Centers and provided medical attention to Native Americans and underserved people. And he's been here ever since. Like so many of us, once we're here, we never leave. Dudley, just very briefly, native of San Francisco. He joined the Mary Knoll congregation, was ordained a priest, worked in many different areas, worked with children and civil rights groups in Chicago, in New Orleans, in New York, all over. Then he went to Bolivia to be a missionary in that area. Do any of you remember that movie, The Mission, a few years ago? Well, that's where Dudley worked, in that same area. So he probably will tell you more about it. Worked there and adopted 3 children who had been pretty much abandoned and on, Dudley will tell you. And he met his wife, Mary, there, and they had 5 children of their own. Let's see, all the places Dudley has been. Then he worked there in Bolivia after he and Mary were married as a community organizer and agricultural co-ops, women's groups, all kinds of social kind of work. Then later I'm going to skip over quite a bit and say then Dudley did several tours with NGOs in Afghanistan. In Kabul, he worked with the International Medical Assistance Programs. He did more community organizing and agricultural co-ops. And I got sort of confused. I think there were about 4 tours in Afghanistan, huh, Dudley? Right. And then also, he worked in Darfur, Sudan, and provided services for the indigent displaced people abuse women and children especially, and with food distribution. Then back in this country, he worked in after the Katrina hurricane to help in New Orleans with that work. So you can see how this goes on and on. You're sort of breathless, aren't you, after all those travels? So I'm not going to say any more. I'm going to let Dudley proceed with something. If any of you were at the Dom Crossan's talks at Trinity Episcopal, Saturday especially, I was especially struck by Dom's characterization of through charity to justice. And justice meaning the biblical sense of providing what everyone needs to live. And I just see Dudley as a great example of providing the justice through charity. So let's welcome Dudley and we'll do the blessing. Yes.
We bless you as you share.